Should one wash hands with a blessing of Al Natilas Yadayim, if he did not sleep throughout the night, as occurs on the night of Shavuos and any other night that for whatever reason one did not sleep? Is one required at all to wash his hands? Should he wash his hands without a blessing? Should he wash his hands with a blessing? What's the deal? What's the halacha? So we find regarding this question many opinions amongst the Poskim. There are actually four different opinions and approaches. And likewise find various discrepancies amongst the rulings of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch and Siddur versus that of the Chabad custom as stated by the Rebbe in the name of the Rebbe Rayatz. So let us begin our exploration on the subject. So first and foremost, we must delve into what is the reason at all behind why we wash our hands with a blessing in the morning when we do sleep. And while there are a number of reasons and nuances, practically we can divide the reasons in two, being a debate amongst the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the reason why we wash hands in the morning is because we are required to wash hands prior to davening Shachris, and thereby prior to any prayer, in preparation for the prayer. And other Rishonim hold that it is due to the fact that there is a spirit of impurity that resides on our hands, which is required to be removed in the morning prior to prayer. And this is similar to the preparation of a Kohen prior to his service of the day in the temple, in which case he had to wash his hands from the Kiyar. So with that in mind, we now need to discuss what's the halach if you didn't sleep at night. According to the opinion which states that the whole purpose of the washing is to get rid of the spirit of the impurity, perhaps if you didn't sleep at night, there is no spirit of impurity, and therefore you don't have to wash at all. Furthermore, perhaps even according to the opinion that you always have to wash before davening, it's only if you slept and didn't guard your hands, meaning they got dirty, but if they're clean, then perhaps it's not required. On the other hand, perhaps they always require you to wash your hands in the morning, prior to prayer, as every day is a new day. And your previous day's washing doesn't count for today's washing and preparation for prayer, irrelevant of whether you slept or not in between. After all, the Kohanim had to wash their hands every single day in the temple in the morning. Furthermore, perhaps the spirit of impurity has nothing to do with sleep, but with nighttime. And if nighttime passes, then the spirit of impurity rests on your hands, irrelevant of whether you slept. And hence, according to all, you would need to wash your hands in the morning with a blessing. So this is the question that's based on the two reasons and two opinions behind the morning wash. And being that there is no clear arbitration in the Talmud or Rishonim regarding this matter, therefore there's room for different approaches amongst the Achrayim, amongst the Poskim, and that's exactly what we find. Four different opinions. There's a debate regarding whether at all you need to wash your hands if you didn't sleep at night. And even according to those who hold you need to wash your hands, there's a debate if whether you are to say a blessing upon this washing or not. Some places can rule the one who did not sleep at night is not required to wash his hands three times in the morning, and rather he's to wash his hands only one time prior to Shachwis without a bracha. This is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur, Seder, Netila, and it's based on the ruling of the Talmidei HaArizal and the Arizal himself, who all rule that the spirit of impurity does not reside in your hands at night unless you slept for 60 breaths. So according to the opinion who requires washing due to getting rid of the impure spirit, washing would not be required if you didn't sleep at night. Now the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur rules like this opinion, and that is the main reason behind the morning washing, to get rid of the impure spirit. And therefore washing is not required, with exception to one time, in order to wash in preparation for prayer. As rules the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur, so rules the Ktzais HaShulchan, and this opinion is recorded in the Kaf HaChaim in chapter 4, Sif Katan, Mem Zayin. The second opinion states that one who did not sleep at night is required to wash his hands three times in consecutively in the morning, but without a bracha. So is the ruling in the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 4, Halacha 13 through 14, and likewise in chapter 4, 94, Halacha 3, based on the ruling of the Mechaber Amah in 4:13, and so rule many Achreinim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva in various places, the Maimer Mordechai, the Maram Shik, the Kaf HaChaim, and others. And the reason behind this ruling is because, A, perhaps the impure spirit does indeed reside in your hand even if you didn't sleep at night, unlike the ruling of the Mekubalim we brought earlier from the Siddur. And likewise, perhaps the sages instituted a blessing to be said every morning when you wash your hands without differentiating as to whether you woke up from sleep or didn't wake up from sleep. These are the two reasons mentioned in the Alter Rebbe in 4:13 and 4:14. The third opinion. Some places can rule that one is to wash his hands with a blessing, even if he did not sleep at night, if he dirtied his hands in the interim, such as he used the bathroom, he touched normally covered areas, he scratched his head and the like. meaning he defiled his hands, he brought impurity onto them even though he didn't sleep, and therefore he's required to wash his hands 3 times consecutively with a blessing, even though he didn't sleep at night. So rules the Eilas Tamid, the Yerabah, Bekiva Eger, the Mishneh Brura in chapter 4, Halacha Sivkat and Lamed rules this way, the Marsham. So is the custom amongst many of Litvisha Jewry, as rules the Mishneh Brura. Before Shachris, to go to the bathroom and then wash your hands with a blessing, even though you didn't sleep at night. And then we have a fourth and last opinion. And that is that even if one did not sleep at night, and even if one didn't touch areas that make his hands dirty, in the morning he is to wash his hands, and he's required to wash his hands 3 times consecutively with a blessing. So rules the Bach in chapter 4, brought in the Magen Avraham 4:12, and so is likewise recorded in the Mishneh Berurah 4, Halacha 30, in the name of Maaser Rav and other Achreinim, that washing with a blessing is always required even if you didn't sleep at night. The reason for this opinion is because they hold that the sages made a low plug, which is they didn't want to differentiate in their takana of washing hands with a blessing in the morning, and they basically said every morning you wash hands with a bracha, irrelevant of whether you slept or not. So now that we went through the four opinions, practically what's the Chabad custom? So as you may have picked up, we have a problem here. We have one ruling of the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch, which is like the Ramon and the Chaber, to wash your hands without a blessing, and another ruling in the Siddur, which doesn't require washing of the hands 3 times, and there's no spirit of impurity on the hands, and just requires washing 1 time before Shachris, without a blessing, of course. Now, although we generally rule like the Siddur, there is a letter of the Rebbe printed in the Likutei Sichas, Volume 9, brought in the set of Shulchan Menachem, Volume 1, page 6, that the Rebbe Rayat stated regarding this question, that the public directive is like the Siddur, to wash hands without a blessing, but the private directive is to say the blessing when you wash. A very cryptic wording. Private directive, public directive, what does this mean exactly? Practically, while it is unclear as to the definition of a public versus a private directive in terms of what practically one should follow, the practical widespread custom today in Lubavitch is to wash hands with a bracha, as was the private directive of the Rebbe Rayatz, as the Rebbe mentions, and as is the ruling of the Bach, and as is recorded in the Mishneh Berurah, as one of the opinions. According to this approach, immediately after Alayis HaShachar of 72 minutes, we wash our hands as we would regularly do in the morning upon awakening, 3 times consecutively, and we say a bracha afterwards of Anatilas Yadayim. It is best to use the bathroom beforehand in order to then be able to say Asher Yatzar, and likewise to benefit from the many opinions who hold that if you dirtied your hands, then you do have to wash with a blessing. So to summarize, if one did not sleep at night, should he wash his hands, and should he do so with a blessing in the morning? The answer is, this matter is debated amongst the poskim, and practically one is to wash his hands 3 times consecutively, just as he would do in the morning. However, some do not say a blessing when they do so, others go to the bathroom and then say a blessing upon this washing, and others wash with a blessing as they normally do, even if they didn't use the bathroom, and so is the practical widespread custom today amongst Chabad.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.